Greetings, welcome back to another ongoing series of Shir and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now on Masechet Menachot Daf Membet Amud Aleph, right near the top of the Amud, continuing on with numerous halachot of tzitzit. Tanu Rabbanan, tzitzit, the word tzitzit, ain't tzitzit ela anaf. It means something kind of flowing forth or a branch. Roshi, Yechezkel has this vision, God takes him by the hair of his head. And you have to separate out the strings, just like the blorit of the Roman soldiers that would be first braided and then spread out. Tan Rabbanan, it's a hairdo. Hitil ala keren ala gdil kshera, if you lay the tzitzit on, right on the corner, sorry, you put it right on the corner or the braid work on the hem of the garment, kshera b'lozman Yaakov posel b'shteyen, he says they're both pasul, that they have to be somewhat inside the beged, and then lay on the corner. So, come on, Azla, the Rav Gidol, and Rav. So, this statement of Rav, Tzitzit Shuchash Teino Tefet Al HaKaren, that has to lay over the corner, Shemar Ha'al Kanfei Bigdehem, Tzitzit have to be on the corners, Keman Korbalozim and Yaakov, that's who it follows. Yaakov and Yochanan, Sarich Shiachik Malo Kesher Godel, it has to be at least one thumb's width away from the corner. If it start, meaning it can't be right at the edge of the garment. Following Rav Lozman Yaakov, Yitzarech to Papa, Yitzarech to Yaakov. If you remember at the end of the last podcast, we invoked Rav Papa, who said the halacha is three etzpaot away from the corner, and we need Rav Yaakov. Why the Edom and Rav Papa have made a toch gimelud lo yechakivtei? I might think that it has to be within three; it can't be further. Chamakarv Mali, but the closer to the edge, the better. Yitzarech to Rav Yaakov. Therefore, I need Rav Yaakov to tell me it must be a thumb's width away from the edge. It can't be closer than the thumb. The further away, the better. Therefore, I need both. These two students were sitting in front of Ravashi, elder students. This Rav Sama saw that Ravina's garment had torn apart a little bit, and the knot, the tzitzit, were closer than a thumb's width away from the edge. He said to him, don't you hold from Yaakov's ruling? He said, that's only when you make it, but not afterwards. If it gets worn away, it's okay. So Rav Sama was embarrassed that he had blown it. Ravashi comforted him and said, one of them is like two of us. Now that's a passage that in earlier generations was used about Bnei Eretz Yisrael. Abaye said it. Bnei Eretz Yisrael, one of them is like two of us in Bavel. Here, Ravashi was adopting and saying, those from Pumbadita, Ravina was from Pumbadita, are as strong as two of us from Matamachsia. So he's a very sharp guy. Don't be so embarrassed. Now, Rechob Yaakov, Rami Arba, Ba'ayif, Lumi Ayif. He would put four in and double them over, Uma'ayilahu Beglima, and then he would put in the eight into the garment, Va'avik Lumevak, and then tie them. Kesavra, Ba'inan, Tamanya Beglima. He said, we really need, you really need eight to go in the garment. Because of the pasuk gdilim, which he held wasn't just gdilim implying, as we saw earlier, four, but rather gdilim of the gdil, meaning eight, at the place of the corner. He would put eight in and then turn them over to 16. And then he wouldn't tie them further. He did like we do. We know what we do, which is to put four in and wrap them, or turn them over, and then you've got eight and tie from there. It's a new sugya. The question is, do you make a bracha on making tzitzit? So he saw that this rabbi was doing it. Amarle, my tzitzi shamana. What am I hearing tzitzi here? Because he's saying lasot tzitzit. Hachi amar rav tzitzit ein shicha bracha. Rav Nachman said, Rav ruled that there is no bracha to be made when you make tzitzit. So that was Rav's ruling. Rav Huna, who was the expert student of Rav, passed away. Al Rav Chista lemirma de Rav adarav. Rav Chista now felt in a position that he could be the teacher in Bei Rav, and he brought a challenge from Rav's teachings, a contradiction of Rav's teachings. Miyam Rav tzitzit en tzarich bracha. How could Rav say that? V'amar Rav Yudam Rav. Manan tzitzit ba'obed kochavim shipsula. How do I know that if a non-Jew makes tzitzit, it's pasul? Shedemar, Dabrel b'nei Yisrael v'asulam tzitzit. B'nei Yisrael makes tzitzit, v'lo avdei kochavim yasu. Behind my room, yeah. How is that a challenge? Rav said, you don't make a bracha on tzitzit. And Rav said, if a goy makes tzitzit, it's invalid. What's the disconnection? What's the contradiction? I'm Rav Yosef, Kasav Rav Chista. The answer is Rav Yochista held. Kol mitzvah shekshera begoy, Yisrael inzirich levarech. He must hold that any mitzvah that a non-Jew could make, there's no reason for Yisrael to make the bracha. And his reasoning is, Then in the bracha, you say, Asher kiddushanu v'mitzvotav, he sanctified us. But this is a mitzvah that can be done by anybody, then there's no real sanctification expressed in this mitzvah. Mitzvah shepsula b'goy v'yisrael tzarech levarech. And the inverse is that any mitzvah that a goy may not do, then a Yisrael makes a bracha. But that is not really going to work. That is thinking about tzitzit. Uchlalahu is a true vari miladik shere b'goy. If a goy does milah, as we'll see in a minute, t'tanya ir she'ein barofei Yisrael v'yesh barofei armoy. Let's say there's no Jewish doctor in town, and there's a non-Jewish doctor and a kuti doctor, ofei kuti. Yimol armoy v'al yimol kuti. The Rebbe Meir says better that the armoy should do the milah and not the kuti, because the kuti might have some alternate style of doing it that is problematic. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kuti v'lo armoy. He had a different position on the kutim. That's also gathered about the kutim. So the one point, one way or the other, though, it's clear that a non-Jew doing milah is not invalid, and yet Yisrael tzarich levarech. And nonetheless, if a Jew does milah, he does say a bracha. The sugi at the end of the 19th chapter of Shabbat. So he does say a bracha. So you see that this does not work, that this equation, that anything that a non-Jew can do, there is no bracha. So midiyu time el Rav, you're asking according to Rav. Rav mifsil pasul. Rav himself says that a goy doing milah is pasul. Right? How do we know that if a goy does milah, it's pasul? Daruba papa. Mishpe the Rav amar, because viatat pritit yishmor. God says to Avram, you keep my brit. Yochan amar, himol yimol, in that same sugya in Lech Lecha, he says, himol yimol, indeed he shall circumcise, but the way we're reading it is hamal yimol. Only somebody himself has milah can do milah. All right, so brit milah does not work with the system at all, but the answer is, according to Rav, it does, because he says a goy can't do milah, and we do make a bracha. Now, sukkah mesayei alei tefillin havei tiyuvta. Sukkah supports this equation, and tefillin is a challenge to it. Let's see them. Harei sukkah dechsher begoy. If an non-Jew builds a sukkah, it's valid. Tanya sukkat goyim, sukkat nashim, sukkat pema, sukkat kutim. Sukkah mikol makom. This is in the sugya in the beginning of Masachet Sukkah around Daf Tet that lists the various valid sukkot. If a goy builds a sukkah, it's valid. As long as it's physically constructed right. When we build a sukkah, we don't make a bracha. Tanya says sukkah latzmo. This is the very famous Tosefta. If you make a sukkah, Omer Baruch Hashem Eloheinu Kevacholam Shachianu Vikimanu Vigiyanu Lazman Hazet. You make a bracha Shachianu. That's the famous discussion of the Tosfot and Sukkah Daf Mem Bav about this issue. Pal Eisheva, when you come to sit in the sukkah at night, Omer Baruch Hashem Shalom Sivana Eisheva Sukkah. But there is no bracha presented there, although the Yerushalmi in the ninth parak of brachot seems to suggest one, over building the sukkah. So the sukkah supports it. A goy could build it, and there is no bracha on making it. Tefillin to yuvte, but tefillin's a challenge. Tefillin to psulot b'goy, certainly if an non-Jew writes tefillin, it's invalid. Tan rav chinina b'rei derava, mefarshanya, sefer Torah tefillin mezuzot shiktavan stuki kuti goy, Eved, Isha, Vekatan, or Mumar, Psulin, any of these who write tefillin. It's our Psulin, or Mezuzot, or Sifrei Torah, our Pasul, Shenemar, Ukshartam, Uchtavtam. So some of them are Pasul because they're not in the camp at all. Some of them because they are people who are not obligated to put on tefillin. Kol sheishno bikshira, yishno biktiva. The mitzvah of tefillin, the mitzvah of writing mezuzah, from where we take the writing of all these things, for this purpose, only applies to men who are Jewish, who are adult, etc. Okay, kol she'eino b'kshira, eino b'ktiva. V'Yisrael ein tzarich levarech. So even though it's a mitzvah that's psula b'goy, nonetheless, when a Yisrael does it, he doesn't make a bracha. Shachav chia b'rei d'Rav Huna, mishmei d'Rav Yochanan, ha'tfilin shalat ha'merach ha'shakshom s'tav tzivan ha'niach tfilin, as we saw in the third parak. Ha'tfilin shalosh ha'merach ha'shakshom s'tav tzivan ha'al mitzvah tfilin, ilasot tfilin nom varech, but there is no bracha on making the tfilin. So this equation that we think Rav Chista had, that you always make a bracha on something that a goy can't do, and you don't make a bracha if he can do it, and therefore it's a challenge about tzitzit, is not the proper equation. Allah v'ayinu time, but the real reason for why we make a bracha on some and not others is very simple. Any mitzvah we're doing it is the end of the mitzvah. I mean, that's the mitzvah to do. One milah, brit milah, the mitzvah is to do the milah. Even if a goy can do it, you have to make a bracha. But any time when doing it is not the end of the mitzvah, but the end of the mitzvah is putting it on your door, whatever it may be, on tefillin, Therefore, a Jew does not make a bracha on making tefillin, even though a goy may not write tefillin. So why did we have this disagreement between Rav Ada bar Av and Rav Nachman about making a bracha on making tzitzit? The question is an obligation of the garment, in which case it's finished when you put it on, or obligation on the person, which is not finished till he wears it. You learned Rav's statement like that, that if a non-Jew makes tzitzit, it's invalid, which is what started to unravel everything, sorry for the pun. We learned Rav differently. Rav makes tzitzit, it's valid. Speak to Bnei Yisrael, and they shall make for them. Who's the they who is making for them? Others shall make tzitzit for them. All right? So that would put Rav Chista's position back in a good place, except for the other challenges, especially from tefillin. I'm Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Asa'an minah kotzim minah nimim minah gradin. Kotzim here are not thorns, but these are different threads that you, when you make a baguette, are like sort of leftover threads. So if you used one of those for tzitzit psula, it's invalid because the tzitzit have to be put on l'shem tzitzit, not l'shem sewing. But minah sisin, if you have leftover threads, and then you make them kshera, because he says there's no need to make the thread l'shem tzitzit. Kamrita kamed Shmuel, Rav Yehuda repeated this to Shmuel. Amar af minas sisim psula, he disagrees. Ba'inan tviya lishma, it has to be spun l'shem tzitzit. Ketanoi, and as follows a machloket tanaim. Tzipan zahavosh talalian orbe matmeya psula tefillin that are covered with gold or covered with the leather, the skin of a non-kosher animal are pasul, that we all agree. Or behemat tohara, but if you put the parchment of a kosher animal, ksherot, even that you didn't cure the hide, l'shem tefillin. Af or behemat tohara psulot, atshabden lishmani, disagrees and says, you need ibud lishmo. So Rishim Gamliel, we presume, would also say, you need to spin the tzitzit, the strings of the tzitzit lishman. Now, by the way, Shmuel Barav Yehuda. Ha techel tahechi tzavitula. So he asked Shmuel Barav Yehuda, who evidently knew how to make tchelet. How do you make it? How do you dye it? We take the juice, as it were, of the chalazon, the mollusk, for some manin and certain catalysts. V'raminan lohu biyora, we put it in a pot, and v'tachinan lehem, we boil it up. Shaklinan porta beata, we take a little bit out with an eggshell, v'taminan lohu beudra, and put it on some cotton, or some wool, to feel it. V'shadinan lehu beata, we throw out the eggshell, v'kanlehu beudra, and we burn the material that we tested it on. All right, and that's what we do. Now, Shema Minat Tlat, there's three things we learn from here. How to make Tchelet, not our business yet. What we do learn is, Shema Minat Te'ima Psula. The first thing you hear is that a tested piece is Pasul Tzitzit. That's why we have to throw it out. Shema Minat Tbein Tzfiyali Shema. And that also teaches us that you have to dye it L'Shem Tzitzit, not L'Shem Testing. Shema Minat Te'ima Pasla, Ta'ama Pasla. We also learn that if you take a taste from it, it passels it. That's why we don't take a taste, as it were, an experiment piece, a tester, directly out of the pot, because the whole pot will be pasul. So we take it in this little eggshell, and that's what we test. Hainu tamitima psula pasla psula hainu tzviyash lishma, but the first two items are the same. The answer is, you're right, Ravashi matam kamar. They're explaining, and this may be a play on words, matam, what is the reason that ta'ima psula, because it has to be dyed l'shem tzitzit. Ketana'i, that itself is a machloket tana'im. Ti'ima psula mishum shenemar klil techelet. This is talking about making any techelet. The me'il of the Kohen Gadol says it's purely techelet. And the way that his Tana reads it is, that means the techelet that you have for this has to be pure. This particular techelet can't have been used separately as a tester. Even if it's the second time it's used, it's still valid. Shni tolat is the red thread. They're playing a word on shni as sheni. I noted the vocalization on the handout. Okay, Tanar Baran. Tchelet in la bedika. Tchelet cannot be checked. Ve'ein nikachet el min ha-mumche. And you can't buy it except from an expert who's reliable. Tfilin yesh lem bedikah. Tfilin can be checked. Ve'ein nikchin alim na mumche. Still, it must be bought from a reliable expert. Sfarim zezot yesh lem bedikah. Those can also be checked. Ve'ein nikchin nikol adam. You can buy them from anybody. What are the issues here? Tchelet ein la b'dika, tchelet can't be checked. Yitzchak b'rei Rav Yehuda b'diklei. He had a check. Maiti magvia gil al maya d'shavlil to meyam raglayim. He brought these certain materials, ben arbaim yom, from either a baby who had, let's say, was 40 days, had lived at least 40 days. V'tari la b'gavayu mi'orta v'atzafren. He would soak it to the, all night in these things. Ifrat chazute psula. If the intensity sort of lessened of the tchelet, it's pasul lo ifrit chazute k'shiraf. Not that it was kasher. Harakamei derav mishur derav avir amar. He had a different one. Mighty Chamira Arkasa Desari Va'afila Begavei. They take this material from barley and they bake it with it. Ishtanai Lebal Yuta, if it gets more intensely blue, then it's Kshira Legriuta Psula. I'm not concerned here with the details of how they would do it, but if Zimanecha Shinui Sheka Shinui Met. And the siman was that the first time, if it changes, that's Sheker. And the second test, if it changes, it's actually better because it got more intense. All right. So now, so you can test tchelet to see if it's really tchelet or if it's this fake kala ilan. So mayin labdika namidi kamar. So what did he mean by that? Atiima. He meant that you can't know whether or not this wool was originally a tester wool or was originally done lishma. Marmi mashchi aiti tchelta b'shani rav acha. He was a guy who bought tchelet and this mar. This fellow from Mashchei, b'sheni Ravachai, in Ravachai's days, but Kovad Rav Yitzchak Ben Rav Yehuda, he did the first test v'iparid chazute, and it fell apart since he failed the first test. But Ravada, then they did the second test v'shtanai lemiyul yutet, got even more intense. So Savra lemifsala, so Ravachai evidently felt this should be possible. Mar thought it would be possible. Amar Ravachai, this fellow Mar was sort of a buyer. He did the test. He thought it should be possible. Ravachai, no. Elohalo tchelta hivolo kala ilani. So then, according to the first test, it's not tchelet. According to the second test, it's not kala ilan. What is it? Elohshmamina shmata daditmar. It must be that these two tests are really linked. Meaning, hechad badak rabbi yitzchak rabbi yudah loy varid chazute kshira. If it passes the first test, it's fine. Part chazute, if it doesn't pass the first test, then you use the second test. If it gets better, it's still kshira. Griyuta psula. And Shalchu Mitam, by the way, from Eretz Yisrael, they sent a message, Shmuata Daditmar, that the two tests were taught as a linked piece. Okay, Rabbi Mani Daik Vizovin Kechumre Matnita. He would only buy like the Chumra of the Breita that we said, only from an expert. Rabbi Husava, a certain old man told him, Achi Avud Kamoi De Kamach Va'atzlach Hiskayu. People before you, that's what they did, and they became very wealthy as a result of being careful about these mitzvot. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan, Okech Talit Mitzuyetzit Minashuk Mi'Yisrael. If you buy a fringed talit from Yisrael in the shuk, harehi b'chezkata, then it's considered valid. Min hagoy, but if you buy it from a non-Jew, min atiger kshera, if he's a salesman, then it's kshera. Min hadyot, if it's a regular guy, psula. All right, it is invalid because the concern is that maybe he made it himself in an invalid way. Even though the rule is you're not allowed to sell your garment of tzitzit to a non-Jew without taking the tzitziot off. Nonetheless, if it's a salesman, so we have to assume that he got it properly because he does not want to hurt his reputation by selling bad stuff. Now, what's the reason for this guard? My time, in Bava we explain Mishum Zonah. We're afraid this guy is going to take a talit. Instead of selling it, he's going to wear it, look like a Jew, and be able to marry a Jewish woman. Rav Yehuda had a different take, which is perhaps a Jew will go along with him on a walk, thinking he's another fellow Jew, and then he'll act violently towards him. Okay, Rav Yehuda, Rami Tchelta la Parzuma. This is a fascinating piece. Rav Yehuda, the great Rav of Pumbadita, would put Tchelta on the garment to Inchivete of his wife. Every morning when he would put on tzitzit, he would say the bracha litatef. Now, midirami, from the fact that he put it on her garment, he must hold that it's a mitzvah saseh that's not time-bound, because that's why his wife is chayevet. So why would he make a bracha every morning? If it's not time-bound, then it's 24-7, why make a bracha every morning? The answer is kerebi. You make the bracha on tefillin not every day, but every time you put them on. Right? You take them off to go to the bathroom, put them back on, you make another bracha. So yachi kol shata nami, so then he should make the bracha every time he puts on his talit. The answer is he did. He was a very tzanua person. He'd keep that garment on all day. Therefore, there's no reason to make another bracha. So, Maishna Mitzafra. So, the assumption here is it means he would wear it really all the time. So, why in the morning? So, the answer is, he would change from night clothes to day clothes, then he'd make the bracha. Okay, Tan Rabbanan, we're going to get back to this issue. Akol Chayavin B'Tzitzit. This is a famous brayta and the whole list of brayta at the beginning of Arachin. Everybody is chayav b'tzitzit kohanim levim yisraelim. It should be a no-brainer. Gerim, nashim, va'avadim. And Rabbi Shimon Poter ben Hashim, he says, of that list, only women are patur. It's a time-bound mitzvah, and women are exempt by that rule. Let's see this. Amar Mar. First, let's look at the first part of the list. Hakochav b'tzitzit kohanim levim yisraelim. Pshita, the kohanim yisraelim theory, if they were patur, me'an l'chayiv, nobody's chayiv. The answer is kohanim itzturi chalei. We had to put kohanim there because we would think they're patur. Sal kadai tachamena huil uchtiv lotu bashat neis tamrafishtim yachtav gdilim tasalacham. Since the Torah connects shatnez with tzitzit, I might think mandalo ishtoi kilayim legabei velvishu de machayiv tzitzit. Oh, maybe only people who are never allowed to wear shatnez are chayiv and tzitzit. Hani kohanim at kohanim huil v'ishtoi kilayim legabayu. They have a heter for kilayim because big day kahuna are kilayim. Loli chayivu. Maybe they're not chayav tzitzit. Maybe tzitzit is only addressed to the shatnez prohibited community. Kamash balan, that nihid ishtri b'idan avodah, even though they are allowed to wear kilayim when they're doing avodah, b'idan avodah lo ishtri. In other words, the Gemara maintains this equation and says, tzitzit is only an obligation on those who are bound not to wear shatnez. Kohanim are also bound not to wear shatnez when they're not doing avodah. Okay, Rav Shimon Poter ben Hashim, he says women are exempt. My time at Rav Shimon, what's his reason? Tanya. Or eat them oto, you shall see the tzitzit prat l'chsut laila. What's excluded? Nightwear. So that means it's zman grama. Atalmer prat l'chsut laila, I know, so prat l'chsut suma. Maybe it's excluding a blind man's clothes. The answer is shomer t'chaseba. And the other parshan kitetze, it says, put it on the garment that you cover yourself with. Rik'sut suma amur, meaning you, whoever you are, you cover yourself with a garment, put tzitzit, even if you're blind. Rimekaimer eat them oto. Prat l'chsut laila. So ita moto is k'sut laila. Asher t'chaseba includes k'sut suma. Mara ita bo k'sut suma l'otzi k'sut laila. Why are you dividing things that way to include k'sut suma and exclude k'sut laila? The answer is merabani k'sut suma sheyishna b'riya yitzal acherim. I extend it to include k'sut suma because other people could see it. I can see a blind man's clothes. L'otzi ani k'sut laila sheyishna b'riya yitzal acherim. But I exclude k'sut laila because nobody can see it, being it's born at night. Big discussion about whether k'sut laila, discussion in the Rosh here, about whether k'sut laila means a garment that is worn at night or a garment that I'm wearing at night, meaning even my day clothes at night are patur, or do we mean clothes that are set for the day? And that brings along the issue of chovat talit or chovat gavra. Now, for Rabbanan, hay asher t'chaseba me'avdile, so what do Rabbanan do with asher t'chaseba? Because they didn't exclude anything, so there's no reason to exclude k'sut suma, they didn't need that to include it. And by the chetanya alarba konfot k'sutcha, you put the tzitzit on the four corners. Arba v'lo shalosh, not three. Meaning, if you have a garment of three, there's no tzitzit. Tomer arba v'lo shalosh, or arba v'lo chamesh. Maybe it means only a four-cornered garment and not a five-cornered garment. Kshumer asher tachaseba. Asher tachaseba again is expanding and including. Balat chamesh amur. It's saying anything you wear, even if it has five corners. Mekay malarba. So why did it say alarba? Arba v'lo shalosh. So arba is the minimum. But Asher T'chaseba expands, and even if it has more corners, you put tzitzit. Not five, as we saw at the end of the previous parak, four, but four on the four furthest corners, the way Shulchan Aruch says it. So again, why did you decide to include five and exclude three? Because five includes four. There are four corners on this garment. But the creed of three-cornered garment has no four. So what is Rabbi Shimon? Where does he get this halacha from? May asher nafka, asher t'chaseba, the extra word asher. Rabbanan asher lo mashlon. Rabbanan say asher is not a significant addition to have an extra drasha. Okay, that explains what Rabbanan did with asher t'chaseba. Rabbanan, hay ri'itam oto mayavdile. What do they do with ri'itam oto? It says, yabayilu l'chretanya, ri'itam oto uzzichartem, meaning it's now a homiletic drasha, not a halachic drasha. When you see this mitzvah, you will see, remember another mitzvah that's connected to it. It will remind you of Kriyat Shema. The Mishnah at the beginning of Brachot says, When do you read Shema in the morning? When you can recognize the tchelet from the lavan in the tzitzit. Now we have other brightot playing on that phrase and the connection between seeing tzitzit and remembering mitzvot, etc., meaning further on. It should remind you of kilayim, dichtiv. The famous juxtaposition. Tanya Idach. Now we have other brightot until the end of this podcast, for the most part, brightot that deal with the significance of tzitzit, picking off of that phrase. Once you're chayav in this mitzvah, you're chayav in all mitzvot. Rabbi Shimon, and that's based on Rabbi, that's followed Rabbi Shimon, that mitzvah that's Yuzman Gromahi. There's two ways to read that brayta. One is, once you become 13, and you're chayav in this mitzvah, you're chayav now in all mitzvot, so they could only be men. Or, once it's daytime, and you're chayav to wear this, this garment, then you're chayav to do all the mitzvot, and again, that's only men, or chayav to do all those mitzvot. Tanya, this mitzvah is equal to all the mitzvot. You see it, remember all the mitzvot. This is the etc. I mentioned earlier. Seeing it brings you to remembering mitzvot. And that should lead you to doing the mitzvot. It is very careful to do this mitzvah will merit to see the Shekhinah. He's playing on tira, not as fear, but see. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan. Chavin Yisrael shezivan HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzvot. Am Yisrael is beautiful. HaKadosh Baruch Hu surround them with mitzvot. Tefillin v'roshen, tefillin v'roten, tefillin on their head and hand. Tzitzit b'vigdeyen, mezuzot b'pitcheyen. Tzitzit on their clothes, mezuzot on their doors. And if you count it up, that's seven components. Two tefillin, four tzitzit, one mezuzah. Then Amar David, sheva yom nalticha shtei tzitkecha. That's what David says. I praise you seven times during the day for your laws. Famous piece that when David went into the Beit HaMerchatz and saw that he was naked, I have no mitzvot. He remembered he had brit milah, he felt better. When he went outside, what happened? I said shira over that. Literally, a shminit is an eight-stringed lyre. But here, the idea is al milah shenam b'shmini. Milah, which is the eighth mitzvah, and of course is done on the eighth day. Anyone who has tefillin, tzitzit, and mezuzah is surrounded by them. We have to assume he's not going to sin. Shenemar, take the threefold cord is not going to break quickly. The malach of Hashem surrounds him and saves him as it were from sin, something we'll see in the last podcast on this piece. Why is tchelet so special? It looks like the sea, which looks like the sky, and that looks like God's throne itself. People at Mamad Har Sinai saw under God's feet the purity of heaven. That the kisei looks like sapphire, and that's what's mentioned in the earlier pasuk also. Tanya, Rabbi Meir Omer, gadol on shosh shalavan yoter mi on shosh shel tchelet. The punishment for not having the white strings is greater than the punishment for not having tchelet. Mashal ma davar domeh. What's the parable? Madamel chasav adam shemad shnei vadav. A king told his two servants, chadam aveli chotam sheltit. One says, he said, bring me a seal made of mortar. Achad meam avali yichitam chotam shel zahav. The other one, he said, go and get me a seal of gold. They both did neglected their job and didn't bring it. Which one has the bigger punishment? The one who didn't bring the simple mortar one, because that's of course far less expensive and a lot easier to get. Just like the chutei lavan are far easier to get than the tchelet. Okay, we'll pause at this point and we'll pick up with the last podcast on this particular series of the laws of tzitzit. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.